Craig Johnson.
Defensive back and punt returner, Craig Johnson.
Craig, you had your second punt return for a touchdown. Unfortunately, there was a penalty. You almost were 2 for 2 for touchdowns. Talk about that return.
I have to credit the other 10 guys that were on the field with me at that time. You know, so it was a good play, you know. I didn't know it was a block in the back until one of the fans up in the stand said it was a flag. So that's when I was like, man, that was tough.
Talk about defensive-wise. You know, you guys were out on the field for a very long time. Just talk about, I guess, you know, just the wear and tear, just going through the game, the exhaustion, you know, obviously that had to be there.
Yeah, it was a lot of exhaustion in the play. A lot of the defensive players were playing a lot of special teams. So, you know, then Houston had a fast offense, you know, so everyone's was kind of exhausted the whole game, you know. But, you know, we still were sticking through and trying to make play by play, executing our job.
How excited are you guys as a defense to play a team that's a lot more balanced in terms of offense, in terms of running pass over Houston?
Well, you know, we were real excited, you know, to get ready to play again. You know, we really wanted to play against the Texas A&M game, but, you know, that was canceled. So we had a good chance to play against a good, you know, top offense. So that was real great.
What was it like playing that first game, knowing that, you know, during a lot of the practices, you guys aren't allowed to take guys to the ground for hurting your own teammates? What was it like to finally play some guys and just run?
great, you know, the whole camp, you know, they was talking about our defense supposed to be sound from last year losing, you know, Broha, Jay Dudley, Cole, those guys. But, you know, we still had some people step up, you know, even though we lost Kendrick James at the DN position, you know, we still had young guys step up in the place and make some plays for us.
How great was it to have a guy like Dudley come back? You know, was he kind of helping you guys out during the game, giving you little pointers and stuff?
Oh, yeah, he was helping us out before the game, halftime, giving us some prep talk, you know, in the locker room, you know, that helped us out.
Craig, if anybody that's been out to practice knows that you're a fiery guy out there on the field, you kind of flip a switch when you get out there. Are you like Quentin, you never stop talking?
I can say Quentin is more of an energetic guy than me, but, you know, that's a different person when I'm out there on the field.
Craig, Coach talked about between last year's Houston comeback and when they started to come back, the coaching staff never panicked. Was there any feeling of deja vu for you guys?
Not at all. I don't think so.
Talk about what you see from Rice's offense as you guys open up your season now in home, your first home game.
I really can't answer that question because I haven't seen any film on Rice or anything yet.
Coach talked about, you know, the big thing on defense you guys need to work on is tackling. You kind of let just some kind of get away and stuff. So what are you guys going to do this week to kind of, I guess, prepare for Rice?
More tackling drills, you know, anger pursuit drills, and hope that we, you know, can wrap up more better.
Craig, talking about punt returns, you had the one they took back, but they called back. Other two, was it a coverage issue where, I mean, you ended with two returns for negative 11 yards? I know the one got away from you. But what did they do to kind of stymie the punt return game?
The punter, I couldn't get a beat on him. I had a trouble misjudging the ball. I'll try to work better on that, you know, at practice, but... You know, he was a good punter for the Ray Guy Award, just like Ryan Allen. So, you know, he was a good punter.
Can you talk to us about, you know, what it's like running a punt back into the end zone? I mean, so many guys, you know, you hear talk about it. Basically, everything has to set up. You guys have to have great blocking. Can you kind of walk us through a scenario?
Well, you know, as it's happening, you know, you see a lot going on. You have to tune the crowd out. It's going to happen, but, you know, as it being kicked, you just have to watch a wall, figure out what's going on, make a couple of moves, and then just head for the goal line. Tunnel vision.
Talk about tuning out the crowd. That crowd was pretty loud, and they were yelling a lot of stuff at you guys. You know, I mean, like, how do you just do that? How do you learn just to tune them out and just focus on what you need to do?
Well, with me... my whole goal is when I love to play away games because I like getting in the crowd head. So as me going in the end zone, that was a good feeling for me.
Craig, the Houston offense kind of strived off the quick slants. What were they doing that was kind of giving you guys some fits?
They were doing a lot of an 8-1 motion that our defensive coordinator calls it, with the back motioning. and they knew we was playing an outside leverage on a number two receiver, so they knew that we couldn't get a real good reroute on him, so they were just dumping it right over the linebacker's head.
Hey guys, this is Colby. 209 total plays, a whole lot of offensive yards. At what point did you start to think this is a crazy game with so many plays, so much offense going up and down the field?
It came to me at the point when I almost had a safety on that punt return. That's when I felt it.
Anything else?